a wonderful time of year it is here on the Joe and Alex Show. And Santa's coming soon with presents and gifts. And who doesn't love a good secret Santa gift? Well, apparently Alex's friend doesn't. What happened here? It got a little weird?
That is putting it very lightly. So a friend of mine was at a work gift exchange. Not only was her gift like a weird, gently used, if you want to say, toaster oven type of thing.
Oh.
But when she opened it and looked inside, there was an adult toy. And the person she works with claimed like, oh my gosh, I don't know how that got in there. But like,
warm it up.
What in the world? So that was weird. And so that got me thinking like, someone else out there has definitely gotten a weird gift in a gift exchange or from a secret Santa, and I need to hear about them.
Gently used toaster oven? Was the device gently used as well?
It was not in a package, so I would say yes. So I don't think she's going to be putting her English muffins in there.
If you toast it, it gets rid of all the bacteria.
Maybe that's why they left it in. They use that to clean it. Gross.
That's a hell of a gift. 317-239-1009. Emily on the Joe and Alex Show. You got a story about your grandparent. What happened?
Yeah, my family does the white elephant gift exchange.
Yeah.
And we always just put in like silly, stupid presents. And this one year, my cousin gifted my grandfather a pair of those mesh underwear that you get after you have a baby, along with one of the maternity pads for the bleeding when you have a baby.
Oh my gosh. Great. That's hilarious. Did he know what it was even? Probably not.
Yeah, he knew what it was.
Oh.
He's like, thanks, I could use this. That's what old people always say.
She had just had her baby earlier in the year, so she had some leftovers lying around.
Great.
Gosh.
I love that you're still like torn up over it. Like you're still laughing. I love it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to line number two and talk to Kimberly on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us about the gift.
Yes, as my office secret Santa, my male coworker, he gave me a handmade blanket with a tube of lubricant.
What?
Now wait, this is specifically meant for you, right? He knew he was giving it to you.
Well, I mean, when I opened it, he right away told me, like, I made the blanket. And I'm like, okay. And I continued opening it, and then the tube was just at the bottom.
Oh, that's disturbing. So was it supposed to be, like, a gag white elephant thing or no?
No.
Oh, God.
It was just a secret Santa at our job.
Strange.
Now, wait a minute. Do you often complain about needing more lubricant? And maybe he just picked up on that?
Not at all.
That guy's a freak. Watch out for him. Make sure that you lock your doors at night.
But isn't lubricant a good gift? Right?
No. Not from a coworker.
If you guys got me lubricant, I would be very appreciative.
Would you?
Yes. Big thing of it. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Tom.
Hey, what's up, Tom? What did you get? Did you get like a weird gift for a secret Santa, or are you the weirdo that gave it?
No, I was the poor victim of one. I did a security job a while back, and this guy gave me a flashlight box. And I was like, all right, it's going to be a tactical flashlight. Thought everything was great. No, and when I opened it, it was a big floppy dildo, and it said, Merry Christmas, go yourself.
Oh! Oh, my gosh!
Like, are you serious? And the guy looked at me and said, Merry Christmas! I said, yeah, no.
That guy hates you for sure.
No kidding.
I don't know what you did to him, but
I thought it was something different when you talked about like a giant looking flashlight. There's things for guys out there that you could get this holiday season for that man in need.
Holy Toledo.
That looks similar to that though.
People are ruthless.
So are those worse than what your friend got, do you think, or what?
I don't know. The weird handmade blanket in the lube, that's just creepy.
Well, why is the handmade blanket creepy? If there was no lube, take away the lube. Lube out of the picture.
I don't know. I'm just like, if anyone else is a fan of The Office, when Phyllis made the handmade mittens for her office gift exchange, and then Michael was like, mittens, really, Phyllis? Like, nobody wants handmade crocheted items at an office gift exchange. Sorry. They don't.
I think it depends if it's stylish or not. If it's, like, cool looking, for sure, but most of the stuff's something, like, that grandma would make that you probably would only wear at home when she visits.
It's just strange. And also, I mean, what was he doing with the blanket? If he's gifting it with lube, what was he doing when he was making the blanket?
Is she sure it was lube and not just like moisturizer?
She seemed to be pretty sure that it was lube.
Liv the Web Girl, do you have a comment about lube?
Not about lube, but I had a Secret Santa mess up. I always forget who I have every single year, and I have a pretty big family. And so my mom goes all out for Christmas, pulls out all the stops, and the Secret Santa gift is like the only gift she gets. Like, we don't get her any other gifts. And last year, I was the last person to go, and I ended up giving a gift to my brother-in-law and totally forgot that I had my mom. So my mom ended up with zero gifts because I messed up.
Oh, gosh.
And thought and my brother-in-law got two.
Are you at least going to not mess up this year? Because obviously, we talked about it the other day, and we all know who we're doing it for the Joe and Alex Show Secret Santa. Are you going to mess it up? Alex, you're good, and NYK, you're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, do you know who you're getting it for after we talked about it? You already,
uh-huh.
Did you already forget who you're getting it for?
Nope, I know.
What?
All right, well.
Liv, you're canceled.
Yep. Thank you, Liv.
What? Worst daughter of the year. Your poor mom. Maybe we should send her one on behalf of the show, just in case your daughter forgets again.
Well, yeah, make her a blanket.
What are we?
Don't do the blanket and the lube thing. I don't think your mom would like that.
No, definitely not. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
All
Sorry,
right.
Mom.